As the MTC, we are obviously appalled. We are actually disgusted, if I may use that term. Because to begin with, it is not the responsibility of Minister Kasukwere to identify and then acquire land on behalf of the city of Harare. The city of Harare is a juristic persona in its own right. It has got amongst its several responsibilities, that responsibility of identifying land and then acquiring land for urban expansion. That is why we have a city council composed of elected officials who are city councillors. That is why there is a city bureaucracy or a secretariat that is headed by the town clerk, the chamber secretary, and the various departmental directors. That is now their duty. What Kasukwere is seeking to do now is to usurp the core duties of the city of Harare as a council, and that we will not accept.
What if ZANU-PF is going to buy the land?
It is most unlikely that ZANU-PF is going to buy the land, to start with. ZANU-PF is a public secret that they are broke as a political party. We have it on record, some of us, that they haven't even paid their party workers at their headquarters for more than 5 months. They are struggling to service their bills. I've already said they haven't paid their own party workers for 5 months. Where will they get the money to buy 1,500 hectares of land? This we are not going to accept. As the MDC, we will take appropriate legal measures. We'll go to the courts, we'll go to the High Court, we'll go to the Constitutional Court to ensure that the constitution of the land is not only obeyed, but is also seen to be obeyed and respected.